Thought for today. Explore, dream, discover. Explore, dream, discover. Explore, dream, and discover. These three words are magic words. They're words that lead us into a realm of magic, a realm of mystery, a realm of accomplishment. How do you explore life? What do you do when you want to explore life? Do you get in a boat? Do you get in a car to go someplace? Do you take a trip up the mountain or down the mountain? Do you look around at people and ask questions and say, I'm going to be an explorer and I'm going to explore things now. How do I explore? I need to have some boots, you know, so that I can explore. I need to have a pair of pants that'll, you know, take the rugged terrain. I need to have a jacket that will carry my lunch and carry my water and carry my compass and other things like that. I'm going to be an explorer. Well, that's all good. But anything that you see out here was first discovered inside. Anything that is appearing in the world was first explored inside. Now, I teach you that introspection is one of the best ways to do your exploration. How do you work on introspection? You think that introspection is listening to God and listening to the divine in you, telling you all the beautiful things that you're interested in knowing. Well, in a way it is, and in a way it's not. Introspection is like, I'm going to give you several illustrations, like tuning in. Introspection is like tuning your radio until you get a perfect station that you want to listen to. Even though some stations are very good, and you listen to some stations, and what do you hear when you listen to some stations? You don't like what you hear, but the station is beautiful. You tune in here on the Mexican border, and you get a lot of Mexican stations, sharp and crisp and clear, wonderful. Oh my goodness, so wonderful, FM and AM. And then you tune in some American stations that are less powerful and less resilient, and you would like to hear the music that they have, the classical music and other things, but you can't hear it too well because it is just not powerful enough. The Mexican stations can be powerful, the American stations cannot. Mexico doesn't put any limit on the power that you put on your radio. If you wanted to put enough power on that radio, you could beam it straight down to Mexico City and straight up to the Oregon border or further, and you could have power to do it. Well, your exploring takes you into all those realms. It takes you into the realms of different radio stations, of different sources of information. Another area of exploring is when you take a piece of electric wire and you stick it in a socket to see if the socket's alive, you know. You know, and it gives you a little shake-up. And you say, the socket's alive, I got a shock. We misuse the current. We misuse the power. If we were to take an atom and split it, what would happen? We'd have so much power we didn't, wouldn't know how to use it because we have to contain it. Power is no good unless it is contained, unless it is channeled and used by whatever degree you want to use it. So, in your exploration now, you want to be able to explore with power and use it wisely. So you're listening within, and inside of you it says, I am God, God I am, I am God, God I am, which means you are God. And so as you're listening to this, you're thinking to yourself, oh boy, I'm God, God I am, I'm wonderful. And so you run around the world saying, I'm God, God I am. And they all look at you and say, sure you are, you know. Demonstrate, show me what it means to be God. Show me what it means when you say I'm God. And you don't know because you didn't listen long enough. You just listened for a moment and you tuned into the station and said, that's a nice strong station. And then you went on to do other things. You want to learn to tune into the station of your divinity inside yourself. Learn to take a hold of that power and channel that power. But the channeling of the power is totally unrighteous, unbeneficial, the channeling of the power is beyond your capacity unless you do something else, unless you learn how to dream. If you don't know how to dream, you don't know how to use the power that's within you. Now, how do you dream and use the power that's within you? Dreams are where you're going to exercise that power. You're exploring your dreams. You think, okay, simple dream, I'm going to build a house. It's going to be a two-story house, and it's going to have 10,000 square feet. Wow, that's quite a house. That's quite a house, all right. But let's just dream big. So we're going to build this beautiful 10,000 square foot house. And in this house, we're going to have many rooms. Now, every room, every bedroom is going to have its own sitting room. Okay? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lovely living room. And the living room is going to have a nice fireplace. Every sitting room is going to have a fireplace. And the living room is going to have a nice fireplace and a nice area where you can sit in a big circle around the fireplace and have discussions and have meetings and talk to people. You can have up to 30 people in there or just a couple, and you don't feel it's too big or too small. You know, it's just wonderful. And then right adjacent to it is a large dining room. A dining room that's very large, but two people can sit there and be very comfortable, or 30 people can sit there and be very comfortable. And then behind the dining room is a beautiful kitchen, well appointed, you know, like this. This kitchen is really a commercial-sized kitchen, yet it doesn't look too big. You look at that kitchen, you say, that's a nice kitchen. Everything is well organized, well laid out, well designed, it's just well planned. And then, of course, what else do you have with each one of the bedrooms?
A bathroom.
A bathroom. So you have a nice bathroom with each bedroom. So you have a sitting room, a bathroom, and a bedroom. Quite nice. Now the bedroom doesn't have to be so big because your sitting room is there. Your bedroom is just a room for your bed. You don't have to have it open on both sides. You can have a nice mid-sized bed in there, not large or small, but a mid-sized bed with it against the wall on two sides. And it makes it very beautiful. Then you have proper lighting. You have lots of electrical outlets in all of your rooms, so you can have your computer, your television, your disc player, your MP3 player, all these other things that you might want to have in there. Beautiful. Okay. In your kitchen, you have plugs all the way around. So wherever you want to be, whatever you want to plug in, you can plug. The same in the bathroom. In the bathroom, you have plugs on all sides of the sink, because you don't know where you're going to stand when you want to plug in your hair dryer or whatever it is, you know. You want to have it nice with lots of plugs. And in the bathrooms, you'll have Corian topping on the sinks. And then the sinks will roll right down inside so that they're easy to take care of, easy to keep clean, easy to maintain. Just lovely. Then your kitchen, and of course we can go for hours discussing that. Now, what have I forgotten? And I haven't forgotten it, but what else needs to be mentioned?
The toilet.
I'm sorry?
Well, the bathroom
is a toilet.
It's a toilet, yeah.
Well, each bathroom has a toilet.
Yeah.
Then there'd be one bathroom off of the living room area, too, so that when your guests come, they can use that bathroom rather than the private bathroom that goes for each suite. Okay, then each one of the bedrooms, each one of the suites, looks out over a lovely patio that's directly behind it on the ground floor. But each suite has a curly staircase going up to the bedroom and the bath, and below it is the sitting room. So that's how it's built. Each one has that. And then they also have a door into the main house. So each person has sort of like a little apartment, but the cooking is done in the large area. Then you would have your swimmix area, of course, you know. You'd have your four-car garage space for the swimmix, and for your jacuzzi, and for your other things that you like to have. And then you'd have a 10-car garage. You'd have a big garage like this, where you drive in one side and drive out the other. But each one is a single stall. Big for an RV, what is a better word for that?
Sports utility.
SRV? Anyhow, think of it. But for the largest car that one might normally have, and each one is large like that. And then in the bathroom, in the garage, would be a water outlet between each garage door opening, so that you could wash your car, and a drain right directly underneath the car. So you could wash the car right in the garage, and the drain would be right there to take it. And then there should be a little sink by the door before you go into the house. So if you've been working in the garage, you can just wash up in the sink and go into the house. Not that everyone's going to be doing that very often. And then the yard. Beautiful landscaped yard with, what's this called?
Dreaming.
You can explore all you want, but if you're not exploring for a dream, you're not accomplishing anything. How do we explore for a dream? We tune different stations. We tune the station that says, building a house, you know, building your house, building your dream house. We tune into that. Now, we have this dream, this wonderful place. How do we get it? How do we get this house? Well, we take our dream to an architect. And the architect draws up the plans. We have to tune in. We have to explore the architects. We have to explore the ideas. And then the architect says, this is not practical, and that's not practical, and this is not practical. And what do you say to the architect who says this is not practical?
You say, I will get another architect that believes in my dream.
You're right.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I will get another architect who believes in my dream. Who believes in my dream.
Good.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you have the architect who believes in your dream, what's going to happen?
Your dream will come true.
Your dream will come true. It will be perfect. But you see, this is what happens from tuning in, from listening to the divine within yourself. When you listen to the divine within yourself, you're tuned in to that perfect architect right inside here. You're tuned in to that perfect dream, right? But then when you get the dream is not just a recitation of the facts that I gave you. The dream goes beyond it. You see, it goes beyond the Cura Center here that Gerd spoke about. It's the landscaping, the beautiful big trees overshadowing the yard, the circular driveway to the front of the house, the wonderful estate quality to the property, building it with lots of lovely trees around it, lots of lovely garden space around it, having an outdoor pool as well as an indoor pool, having walkways, meditation paths through the trees. That's just as important as a lovely house, because that's the part where the dream building is done, when you go off and you meditate. You go off and you introspect by yourself. In the garden would be what?
A fountain, a pond, spring, a lake.
Benches to sit on and meditate. A fountain, a lake, a pond, all these things, yes, that's true. But benches to sit on. Benches to sit on where they can meditate, where you can meditate, where you can introspect, where you can balance yourself out. Because obviously if you have a house that big, you have a lot of guests, and there's a lot of balancing to do, because they come with so many interesting ideas, and you just want to become at peace. And so as you become at peace, then you're balanced, then all your dreams fall into place. But how do you get these dreams to fall into place? First, you have to know that the dream is not a possession, but a delight, an ever-changing delight. And you start building it, and you say, hey, I think two wonderful fans up above here would be great. You can't do it. It won't work. I said two fans up here would work. And the architect says, oh, sure. Slice a hole in the wall, stick it in there. But that's right. But then you got two holes in the wall. No, you don't. You just take plaster and board and cover it up and make it look like brand new. But that costs a couple of dollars. All right. If we had thought about it ahead of time, it could have been done without a problem. I don't care. I want that done. You remember our staircase out here? Mm-hmm. Three times, and we finally got it right. Three times we built a staircase here and ripped it out. Ripped out two beautiful staircases, wonderful staircases, which were standard by anybody else's opinion, but by mine, they were not. This staircase is so you can float up there. And the stairs are 4 inches high and 16 inches deep, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it 4 inches high and 16 inches deep? Because that's the natural lift of your foot. Otherwise, your foot is going up like this and like that, you know. He must see a bug on the wall there. But how do we dream? How do we dream? We dream by letting our imagination fly, by dreaming our wildest dream, by taking the idea that we have in our consciousness and flowing with it as though it is something really beautiful. Now, could you visualize this house that I was designing with you? Mm-hmm. Could you see the circular staircase mm-hmm. for each one of the suites?
Yes.
With the bathroom and the bedroom upstairs?
Yeah, very nice.
And you like that, huh? And the sitting room, it's sort of like a studio apartment, you know. But each one is just perfect and just beautiful. And then the person can sit downstairs and read their books or on their patio and enjoy themselves or go to bed or whatever they want to do. They have the privacy, and yet they have the togetherness with the rest of the group for the discussions and actions and stuff. Wouldn't that make a lovely house?
Yeah.
You'd like that, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when are we going to build it?
It's done already.
That's beautiful. Who is the architect?
Oh, you read just.
It's done already. Mm-hmm. Now, have we finished designing the garden and the yard?
No.
What else is to go into the garden and the yard?
Well, lots of trees.
Yes. What kind of trees? Deciduous? You know what the word deciduous means?
Yes.
It loses its leaves in the wintertime.
Both kinds.
Yeah, evergreen.
Mm. Evergreen.
Yeah. And that can be very beautiful. Now, what kind of trees are we going to put in there? Are we going to put 1 year, 2 year, 10 year, 20 year trees, or what?
Some fast growing and some slow growing.
Some nice mature trees in there. Mm.
Beautiful flowers.
So they're all set. And what kind of flowers are you going to put in there?
Lots of roses.
Lots of roses. And who's going to take care of this?
It takes care of itself.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
But no, would we have a gardener who would watch after these things to put in new things?
Yeah.
Would we have a maintenance man around the house who took care of it?
Yes. More than one.
More than one. Would we have a cook?
Yes.
Would we hire John?
Maybe.
But, you see, think of all these dreams. Think of all these possibilities. Think of how it can be a reality whenever you get going. Now, this is the story I want you to have in your mind when you think of INTROSPECTION. 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 When you think of introspection, I want you to think of it as this dream house. Not that your introspection is all going to be about dream houses. But when you think of it in this way, the divine in you just opens like a book. It says, hey, he really wants this. She really wants this. They're really interested in what I'm doing inside here. They're really interested in what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, what I'm doing. Wow, yes, you see? And that's the joy. That's the joy of really going in introspection. When you have this dream taking place, you have this imagination taking place, you have this fun time taking place. Do you see? Okay. So, now dream. Now, how do you discover? You're exploring your inner self, you're exploring through introspection. You're dreaming wildly, whatever it is, the thought that comes to your mind. Would you want a castle?
No.
What's so good about a castle?
From outside, they're nice.
All right. Then you could have a castle on the outside, but you could have a modern structure on the inside with all the modern accoutrements. Wouldn't that be charming?
Yeah.
You go inside the castle, and instead of seeing these big rocky walls and stuff, which are not bad looking, but you see all modern. Wouldn't that be lovely? And with a forced air heating system inside of it, and hot water and cold water pipes running throughout the whole thing, and electricity behind the wall, not on the outside. Wouldn't that be something? Could you dream that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, now, these are great. Now, how do you discover it? How do you manifest it? See, to discover it is to see it is already done. There's everything that we could ever dream about is already done. That house exists. That house exists in whatever condition we mentally create it as, to the gnat's eye drop. It's perfect, perfectly done. Now, how do we discover that? Going within again. You can even stay within, but you're going within again. And you say, okay, that's a good dream. That's a real good dream. I like that. Now, I see it done. Do I need an architect?
No.
Not anymore. Do I need a builder? No. Do I need someone to touch it up, to finish it up to my specifications? It's already done. When you do this program, as you can perfectly do it, it's already done. Now, did you see Miracle on 34th Street with Santa Claus and the little girl? Sure you did. You saw it, didn't you, John? Did you see? A Miracle on 34th Street is the real Santa Claus. And he is visiting in town. He's living in an old folks' home because apparently he's retired somehow. I don't know how he got out of his job, but he got away from his job. And he ends up being hired by Macy's to be their Santa Claus. And so the children come up to him as he's sitting there on the bench and say, I want this, I want that, I want the other thing. And he says, oh, that's fine, you'll get it. And the mother said, how can you tell him you get it? I don't know where to find it. Well, you go over to Gimbel's and you'll find they have this here. And you go over to Sears and you'll find they have this. You're telling us to go to other stores? Why, of course. Well, what would you expect of Santa Claus? And so he sent them to these other places and all around. But the story that I'm telling you most is the little girl was living with her mother in an apartment, and the neighbor man was a nice guy. And so the mother was interested in the neighbor man, and the neighbor man was interested in the mother. They didn't know it. And so the little girl wanted a house of her own. And so Santa said, okay, you can have a house of your own. You can have this house. I want it like this. She took the picture out of the paper, out of a magazine. I want a house just like this. He says, yes, that's fine. So the story had many ramifications, but the little girl was going home from the party with the man and her mother. And as they were driving along, the little girl says, turn the corner. Turn the corner again. Stop here. And then they stopped, and they went into the house. And what did they find in the empty house that was for sale?
The house was for sale.
They found Santa Claus's cane. Don't you remember seeing that?
Yes.
Thank you. They found Santa Claus's cane, which proved to the little girl that Santa Claus did bring it to her. It could have been a coincidence, but it wasn't. It was Santa Claus's cane. Now, you see, it was already built. It was already done. She merely had to go and claim her dream, pick it up. And she got the directions from Santa Claus where to go, exactly where to go. And he apparently had never been there before, but his cane was there. You see, the little girl had to say, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Remember that from the story?
Yes.
I believe, I believe, I believe. Even when everything looked bad, everything looked like her mother and this man wouldn't get together. Everything looked like she wouldn't have her dream house. And she just kept saying, I believe, I believe, I believe. And there it was. Mm-hmm. There it was. We go inside ourselves and we say, I believe, I believe, I believe. Play with your dream. Imagine it. Whether it be a boat, an airplane, a car, whether it be a house, whether it be a school, whether it be anything at all. Play with your dream. Be imaginative. Be creative. Be so fantastic that your dream must come true. It doesn't matter what the dream is. It doesn't matter if the dream makes sense. It doesn't matter if the dream doesn't make sense. It only matters that you put that cause in motion and you bring that thing about in your life. Now, are you ready for something like that? Are you ready for having your dream be fulfilled? Your dream already is there waiting for you to discover it. Everything already exists waiting for you to discover it. Why are there architects? Because people think they have to make their dreams come true. Why are there people who are creators and builders and things like that? Because they cooperate with the people who think they have to make their dreams come true. Why is it there are horses for sale and stables for sale and things like that? Anita said she would just love to have a horse to ride. She'd just love to have a horse to play with. She'd love to have a horse to play with. I said, Anita, there is a horse right nearby here. And I wasn't even aware of John and George having the horses. I was thinking of out on the highway there, the people had horses that I'd seen there. And so what does Anita do? Oh, good. And she goes to John and George and says, hey, can I play with your horses? And they said, sure. Here she has three horses. She can do pretty much with as she wishes. She chose one, the one that she felt she could handle. And she doesn't have to feed him. She doesn't have to curry him. She doesn't have to water him. She doesn't have to take care of him. She doesn't have to pay the vet bills for him. And all she has to do, if she wishes to, is play with him. Take him out on walks, ride him around. And she can ride him all over our place here. We have 100 acres here, and more. She can go back in the BLM land with him. In fact, she'd be smart if she starts taking him back on the BLM land and going along a path that we want to make a path. And keep the horse walking on the path, and she'll, you know, trot it down, make a nice path, clean it up real nice for us. Wouldn't that be great? But you see, with a horse, you're allowed to do that. You can take horses on BLM land, but you can't take off-road vehicles. Mm-hmm. You can't take buggies on BLM land that you'll haul behind your horse, but you can take the horse. But you see, this is the excitement. If I had said to Anita, oh, sure, you can have a horse. We have a horse on the ranch for you. We have this, we have that, we have the other thing. She'd say, where is it? I don't even smell the horseman, or where's the horse? Right next door. Well, that's not on the ranch. Hey, you want to take care of him? Taking care of a horse is a pretty full-time job, if you're going to do it right. Taking care of dogs is a pretty full-time job, too, if you're going to do it right. But you see, dream, explore it in your mind, explore it in your consciousness, explore it in your inner self as you listen to the divine within. And then dream with this divine within and let it show you all the magic that it can do. It's wonderful. And then when you dream, know it's already done and just let yourself discover it. Just like Anita discovered the horses here. Just like we wanted to have another piece of land to build the embassy, and there it was. We paid a little more for these things than we had, but only because we weren't patient. If we were patient, we could have had it. Wait another 10, 20 years, he'd have sold it to us. Mm. You know, but we wanted it, and we wanted it now, so we paid a little more. And we got it, and we have it, and we love it. And the Shangri-La is turning out to be more interesting than we thought. And the oasis, name still isn't perfect, but the oasis is a place to get away from it all or something like that. But it's kind of fun. So, explore, dream, and discover, and anything you want is yours. I love you.